Hello and welcome to another Naxos podcast, this time featuring keyboard music by Spanish composer Padre Antonio Soler and performances by pianist Regina Czernieczko. Soler led a fascinating and very productive life, leaving behind works of music, instruction books for musicians, as well as writings about completely unrelated topics. I'll have more about that in a minute. First, here's a bit more of Sonata No. 67 in D major. Antonio Francisco Javier José Soler Ramos, to give him his full name, was usually referred to as Padre Antonio Soler, because at the age of 23 he took holy orders in the Hieronymite order, a monastic order founded in 14th century Spain. This order was inspired by the 5th century hermit and biblical scholar St. Jerome, which is why it's sometimes called the Order of St. Jerome. Members of this order live in austere circumstances in monasteries, dedicating their lives to study and active ministry work. With no distractions and working 20 hours a day, Padre Soler wrote a huge amount of music, more than 500 works. He died in the monastery, and as far as we know, there are no portraits, paintings, or drawings of him, absolute confirmation that he lived before the age of the selfie. Padre Antonio Soler was a fine composer and was court musician to several Spanish monarchs, but he seems to have had much wider interests than just music. He was also an acknowledged expert on the construction of organs and advised on the instruments, the construction of them for the cathedrals in Malaga and Seville. He also wrote a paper which was a study of the comparative currencies of Castile and Catalonia and dedicated this paper to Carlos III. Conversations with him might have been fascinating, but they probably weren't easy to have, because his monastic order was based on, among other things, silence and solitude. Antonio Soler lived from 1729 until 1783, which means he lived in a period of history when the Age of Enlightenment came to Spain. This was following the death of Charles II in 1700. The Spanish Bourbon monarchs really took over in 1715 after the War of Succession. These new monarchs were imbued in Spain's Catholic identity, but also ushered in a period of reform and, you might call it, enlightened despotism. The government was centralized and modernized. Infrastructure was improved. Economic and agricultural practices were modernized. It was a time when scientific learning was valued, and especially under King Ferdinand VI, music was encouraged. So Antonio Soler was simply lucky enough to live at a time when his great musical talents were more likely to be appreciated, and we are all the beneficiaries. Thank you. Regina Czernieczko was awarded first prize at the 60th Maria Canals International Piano Competition in Barcelona in 2014. She's also won other international piano competitions and awards in Zurich, Milan, and New York. Ms. Czernieczko was born in 1986 in Ukraine into a family of musicians and began to study the piano at the age of 4 at a special music school for gifted children. She went on to study in Germany and Italy, and in October 2014, she entered the postgraduate program at the Mozarteum in Salzburg, Austria. Here she is with the Sonata No. 71 in A minor. The Maria Canals Music Competition in Barcelona is the principal music competition in Spain and was founded in 1954 by the leading pianist and teacher Maria Canals. Since 1954, the Competition Association has organized over 120 different competitions for piano, singing, violin, cello, guitar, flute, percussion, and chamber music. And over the years, more than 8,000 entrants have taken part, coming from more than 100 countries around the world. The competition, under the patronage of Queen Sofia of Spain, holds its auditions in Barcelona and offers prize winners important financial rewards, a tour of recitals and concerts with orchestras around the world, and a recording for the Naxos label. You're listening to the recording won by Regina Czernieczko. Here she is with Sonata No. 73 in D major, by Padre Antonio Soler. Thank you. have been listening to music by Spanish composer Padre Antonio Soler and performances by pianist Regina Chernechko. From a new Naxos album with his keyboard sonatas numbered from 67 to 74. He wrote more than 200, so there's more to come in this project. But this album is now available at all fine retailers, Naxos catalog number 8.573750. That's all for this podcast. To go out, here's the ending of Soler's keyboard sonata number 74. I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now.